Welcome to Clean Eve Podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Jung. After being chronically ill for 7 years, told I would no longer walk, was born with a genetic nerve condition, had chronic Lyme and Hashimoto's disease, I know what it's like to be sick, and I know what it's like not to have answers. I tried dozens of doctors and dozens of treatments, but in the end, I was able to heal myself naturally. This podcast is to let you know that your body can heal. Welcome to episode 27. Today, we are going to talk about the power of cupping. Now, I'm excited to talk about this because I don't feel like cupping gets enough news. People don't really talk about it. I mean, they did talk about it in 2016 Summer Olympics because Michael Phelps, you know, had these bruises on his back and there were circles. And before he jumped in the water, everyone was like, ooh, what's on his back? And that was, you know, marks left after getting cupping. And you might be one of those individuals that, you know, really doesn't know what cupping is. And what cupping is, it's exactly what it sounds like, a cup. But it's more of a domed-shaped cup. And, you know, there's different ones, but the most popular are glass ones. If you were to go to like a licensed acupuncturist that, you know, uses cupping or someone that really knows how to use cupping. But at home, I have a kit and mine's actually made in Korea and it's just made of plastic. But they both do the same thing. They create a suction where it just takes out air and it sucks to your skin. And it almost feels like a really deep tissue massage. And if you're the type of person that wants a deeper massage, then you would probably love cupping. Cupping is not a new practice. It's actually an ancient practice that has been used for thousands of years. And it has roots to ancient Chinese and Egyptian medicine. And cupping has been documented in one of the oldest medical textbooks in the world, which was 1550 BC. In the ancient times, they used cupping for bronchitis and pneumonia. And I know that Russians still do this today. If someone has a cold and it seems to be getting to the lungs, they will do cupping on that person's back, and that will really help bring circulation and healing to their lungs. But that's probably not the most popular way that people would use cupping. The most popular way to use cupping is for back pain, neck pain, and any type of muscle pain. The sports industry use cupping a lot on their athletes. Just like, you know, I was saying Michael Phelps, he had cupping on his back. And I can assume that that's probably because he was training very hard for the Olympics. And if you see where he had the cups on his back, it was on his shoulders. And I'm sure through all that swimming, there was soreness. And cupping really helps relieve pain. Suction from the cupping draws fluid into the treated area. And this suction force expands and breaks open tiny blood vessels under your skin. And your body treats the cupping area like an injury. And it sends more blood to that area to stimulate the natural healing process. So some people say that cupping clears the pores and releases toxins. So this is a lot like acupuncture. Because when I explained acupuncture on the power of acupuncture, I explained it like if you were a child and you fell down and you cut your knee and you would see that a scab would form pretty quickly and your body was told, hey, there is a cut. We are going to heal that part and we're going to create a scab. Well, that's what acupuncture does. It creates little cuts on your body and the body knows to naturally go to that area and heal it. Well, that is what cupping is doing. It is creating, you know, tiny blood vessels to expand and break, telling the body, hey, come to this area and heal it. So who uses cupping? Well, acupuncturists can use cupping. Chiropractors like to use cupping, massage therapists, and some medical doctors and also physical therapists. Let me list some things that people have used cupping for. Arthritis, back pain, neck pain, knee pain, shoulder pain, breathing problems such as asthma, carpal tunnel syndrome, IBS, headaches, migraines, and high blood pressure. Now, there's different ways to perform cupping. And also, I was telling you, there's also different types of cups. There's glass, there's plastic, there's even bamboo, ceramic, metal, silicone. And I have a plastic kind that I do at home. And there's different ways of performing cupping. There's the dry method, which I do, and there's a wet method where they will lightly puncture your skin before and sometimes after cupping. And well, I've never done that. I guess that would be very unique. I guess I'm kind of curious about that. And I'm not going to say it's bad because I've never experienced it. And, you know, I'm an open-minded person. And it sounds so bizarre, right? You're going to use a needle to puncture your skin before cupping. Now, with the dry method, that is what I do, and you don't have to puncture the skin. You're just, you know, simply creating a vacuum to the skin. And some providers will heat up the inside of each cup, and this heat sends oxygen out of the cup, creating a vacuum. Now, the one I do at home, I don't heat up. I just simply put it on my skin, and I have sort of looking like a gun that sucks out the air. And I do about 3 pumps to get the correct vacuum. Now, some people can't handle 3 pumps. And they'll tell you, like, you know, my husband will be like, nope, this is a sensitive area. Just do 2 pumps. So I'll only do 2 pumps. Now, the side effects of cupping for sure is the bruised-like marks. And they typically fade in a week or two. But if you are wearing, for example, a backless dress to some fancy event and you don't want people to see these circle bruises on your back, or you're going to go to the beach and you don't want people to see, then, you know, you probably don't want to do cupping, or you don't want to do it right before. But I do find it really depends on how much you needed the cupping determines how red it is. So there's charts online where you can see really almost like a dark purple sort of bruise left. And that typically is the area that the person needed the cupping the most. So for example, I have wakened up with like a crick in my neck. You know that feeling where you just didn't sleep right and it's just a lot of pain in your neck? Or maybe you got cold at night and, oh, it's the worst pain. You know what I'm talking about. And this is the type of pain where most people run to a chiropractor, or they are miserable. They'll try to do a massage, and all these things are great. But I can honestly say that cupping is game changing. So I'll have my husband, you know, cup that area. And you know what is left behind after that cupping? Exactly where I felt the most pain will be the darkest color. Sometimes I even had that purple, really dark mark. And that is a sign that it really needed blood flow and circulation. So it's really funny because the cupping will tell you where you needed it most. But you already know because you're in pain. So I always laugh because I'll say to John, you know, after I do cupping on him, okay, where did you hurt the most? And he'll point to it and I'll be like, yep, that's where it's the reddest. And he'll have me take a picture of his back with the phone and I'll show him and he'll be like, oh, wow, yeah, I really needed it there. And where you have great circulation, you'll find that it's just like a pale kind of pinkish color. Now, it is said that people with bleeding disorders, blood clotting problems, or some sort of skin condition or seizures should not use cupping. And the side effects of cupping would be, you know, a burn from heated cups, if you were to go to, like, you know, someone that heats up their cups, fatigue, headaches,
possible soreness, maybe even nausea. And some people even get, you know, skin infections, as states on here. And I could see where that might happen on the wet cupping, where they were, you know, puncturing in your skin. But if you're having someone do that correctly and who's really sanitary and, you know, they have a booming business, they would not be in business if that's what was happening. So I have not heard of that ever happening. So if that's something that you're like, hey, I want to do wet cupping, just make sure this person has really high reviews. But I only have experience with dry cupping. Now, why am I such a fan of cupping? Why would I dedicate an entire podcast to the power of cupping? It's because of my own experience. And to be frank, every single episode that I've done so far is because of my experience with these different things that I've learned that have really helped me or my family. You guys may not know, but I was born with a genetic nerve condition that I got from my mom, that my mom got from my granddad, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And it's called Charcot-Marie tooth. Yeah, it's like the most worst name ever. It's like three doctors. So we just call it CMT. Alan Jackson has it. I love the fact that he's talking about it. He's a famous country star. He's actually stopping his tours because of this condition. And it affects all your muscles and your nerves. So, for example, if I hurt myself, like I twist my ankle, I would take longer to recover versus someone that doesn't have CMT. And it affects all my proprioceptual nerves. So when I work out, which I do every single day, like today was arm day, let's say I overdid it a little bit. My muscle recovery is a lot longer than someone else. So cupping has been game changing for me. It really speeds up my healing process, especially on leg days because I'm a lot weaker in my legs. I mean, y'all know my story if you listened to episode one about my healing story, how I almost went into a wheelchair. That's because I had Lyme. And I had this neurological condition and Hashimoto's. So the inside of my body was whack and, you know, a genetic condition I was born with. So I was going down. You know, they're like, you're going to go in a wheelchair. Well, what I haven't talked about is I do have side effects from the fact that I was going down. I can't wiggle my toes. Now, I can flinch them a little bit. I don't have the best balance. But I am walking and I am exercising, so I am thrilled. So to me, it's not like, I guess you could say, you know, a blind person doesn't really know what it's like to see. So it's not like, oh, I'm missing out so much. I mean, I do have those times when I know I'm missing out. Don't get me wrong. You know, not able to wear high heels and wear pretty shoes. You know, I had a gala I went to and just trying to find a shoe that was beautiful and a flat and comfortable was such a headache. But to make a long story short, if I have any type of tightness in my muscles, which I do on a daily basis, I wake up with tight ankle cords. And that is just simply my disease that I was born with. And cupping really, really does relieve that. And it has helped me recover when I have a lot of weakness in my thighs or my buttocks, you know, where you have that tightness because you've done too many squats. The recovery has been amazing. And honestly, I can't imagine not having cupping in my house. And it's been great for my kids too. You know, kids have growing pains, you know, especially mine. Mine are 11 and 12. And, you know, sometimes they're sore from running too much or swimming too hard or just growing. And I will do cupping on them. And I think when they grow up, they will realize that their mom is very different, very unique, right? And I think they're slowly noticing that, like, oh, I guess it's not normal to do cupping at home and to use colloidal silver and to have a mom that does juice cleanses and water fast and uses coffee enemas and all these weird things. You know, they're like, oh, mom, you know. But I am teaching them things that I know they will use one day when they grow up. They won't have to run to a doctor for every single thing. They can get rid of an ear infection if their kid gets an ear infection. They can get rid of a sinus infection without going to a doctor and taking antibiotics. They can get rid of a tummy ache using bentonite clay or charcoal. They can get rid of muscle pain with cupping. Now, another thing I want to talk about with cupping is facial cupping. Now, I did not discover facial cupping until I would say maybe 3 years ago. And I bought some facial cups off of Amazon. They're silicone, so they're not plastic. And I followed tutorials that I saw on YouTube. And you guys, it is probably the best facial I've ever had. And I'm doing it at home. And the reason why is because it brings circulation to the areas of your skin and your face will be glowing. Now, I do not recommend doing facial cupping at home unless you watch a YouTube of someone teaching you how to properly do it, where to lift and pull, because you want to move upwards. And I have, you guys, yes, I do, some wrinkles that have popped up on my forehead. And it's so annoying because I don't want them, you know? Yes, I know we should embrace our wrinkles and our age, but I don't want them. I don't. So I have started to do facial cupping on that. And just after one session, it really lightens that wrinkle on my forehead. And if I did that probably, you know, every other day or even once a week, I'm sure I could probably get rid of it completely. And I should probably do that. But I must say, the days that I do facial cupping, my skin is just glowing. And yes, people do notice. They say, wow, your skin looks fantastic. So ladies, gentlemen, anyone, if you want to have that plump, glowing skin, do facial cupping. I know Hollywood stars like to get professional facial cupping sessions before a big event. So their face is just glowing. So now you're probably like, oh, I want to buy some cupping and do it at home. So let me give you my disclaimers. So if you want to do cupping at home for like pain or body aches and get a set like I did from Korea, I will put in the show notes a kit that I bought. This is the one that I use. It's fantastic. I think it's like $30-something. The price you cannot beat. I'll put that in the show notes. Now, I will also include facial cups in the show notes, and it will just be an Amazon link so you can see it. Now, here's the disclaimer part. If you're going to do the cupping on your body, do not place the cups over any lymph nodes. So simply look up a chart online and simply stay away from those areas. Ladies, I don't put cupping on my chest and don't put it on any of your body parts that are private. Okay, people? So just common sense there. And when I do cupping on the body, I only leave it up to 15 minutes. You could do less. You don't have to do 15 minutes. That simply has worked for me and my family. And that is what I've found to be just a great time. Now for facial cupping. That is not a cup that stays in the same spot, like 15 minutes. Facial cupping is completely different. You actually put oil on your face and it glides over your face. So just thinking of suction and then pulling, almost like you're giving yourself a facelift, you know, suctioning and you're pulling up, but you need to follow the directions. And there are some great YouTube instructions on how to do that properly. Actually, I'll try to find one and I'll put it in the show notes. Now, another thing that I did not mention, which I will, you can buy these silicone cups to help get rid, get this, of cellulite. Yes, I know. That's so wild, right? Well, if you go on YouTube, you can actually hear stories of women getting rid of cellulite by putting cups on like their thighs or wherever it is, and they put oil first, and they're doing the same thing they do when they do facial cupping. They're gliding over the skin. And if you do this, enough, but it's going to take time, you can actually lighten that cellulite. And in some cases, you can remove it completely. And that's because cellulite is really just fascia that is just bound up in your skin. So as you can see, cupping is really powerful. I mainly use it for body aches, you know, after sore muscles. But it's just an added bonus that it also can give you beautiful skin. Thanks for listening today. I am honored that you are my guest, and I hope you walk away encouraged. You can subscribe to this podcast. Please leave a good review if you'd like. Share it with a friend that needs encouragement. You can follow me on Instagram or TikTok at Clean Eve. And please be encouraged to know that your body can heal. The information on this podcast is not medical advice. Please do not make any changes to your health or stop any medication without talking to a medical professional first.